Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free. All you have to do, dial in at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into the third hour of this program with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Allie.
855-450-FREE, again, is the number. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content on the website. So the stuff you see on the front page was put there by listeners just like you. First thing you do, if you have something you want to share, is you can submit it as show prep. So maybe it's a YouTube video, perhaps a news article or a blog post, something you found online that you think's interesting, you think we might like to see here. You submit it as show prep, and then it will appear on the upcoming stories page on the site. So you go to freetalklive.com and click upcoming stories to see the freshest stuff that has been submitted to the site, where it must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted from the upcoming stories page to the front page, to the top, the front of the website. You can go and you can submit stories to the site, you can vote on them, and it's all free, of course. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive. That's freetalklive.com. We've been, for those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about Christians and, you know, this idea that certain Christians are really not even close to what a Christian should be, not even anywhere in the ballpark. You know, advocating war, for instance, advocating hurting other people. They're not emulating Christ in any way, shape, or form.
Right. Wanting to make what they think sinful behavior constitutes illegal. That's the opposite of free will. God wanted people to have the option to sin so that they may choose him. I think that's the idea. I've had that concept explained to me by people who I consider to be good Christians. I think that that exists. I don't know why they want to call themselves Christians. I don't know what they base. Everyone believes different things, has their own individualized perception of what the meaning of life is, if they believe there is meaning to life, and why people choose the label Christian. I always want to know why they choose that, because you can believe that Jesus was a good person, that he was a prophet, that he was in touch with God and had great things to say and not worship him.
That's true. In fact, the Muslims believe that Jesus was a prophet, but not...
Right, that's why they're going to hell.
And so I'd asked the question on Facebook, I said, and Twitter, and the question was, Ali says there should be a name for real Christians to separate them from all the bad ones. What should it be? Well, here are some of your suggestions from Facebook and Twitter. Yara Bear says on Twitter, Christologists. Freedom FW says, Jesusians. let's see. Colin says that apparently Wayist was one of the names used by the early pre-Catholic Christians living within the Roman Empire. And Matthew says, how about Christians and then death dealers for Jesus?
Death dealers?
Yeah, like for the ones that call themselves Christians, but in point of fact want to go to war. And then the Russian writer, from Adam, he says the Russian writer Tolstoy was the first to term the phrase Christian anarchist. Perhaps implementing anarcho-Christian into the structure of their principles would be the best class of separation for those that follow the word of Jesus. So there's a few suggestions for you. I'm actually in the middle of an email here from Robert, and he says that he's got a problem with the way that I speak of some Christians. And he's written this email specifically to me. So he's not addressing Mark, which I find strange because it's Mark that's got the real stick up his butt about the Christian thing. Because he kind of blames organized religion for some of the bad things that happened to him in life. But let me go on with what Robert says here. He says, the other night you seemed disgusted with the Pentecostal tradition of speaking in tongues. No, I just think it's silly. It's really silly. Have you ever seen this before?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've heard of it. Or I haven't really seen it in person, but I've known people that went to churches that practice this way.
Have you?
Uh-huh.
Have you? So you've seen them speak?
I haven't seen them. I wasn't there for
it. So you just knew that they did it?
I just knew about it, and I confronted them about it, and I was like, what is it? Why are you doing that? You know, what is the significance of this? And
what did they say to you?
They say that, usually when I ask Christians questions, it starts out with the Lord works in mysterious ways, and then they explain that the Lord is speaking to these people who are kind of like, it sounds like they're trying to say that they're possessed by God or something. Like it looks like they're possessed, but this is how God speaks to them. And I think that it's a tactic used by churches to, for one thing, I like what Stephanie Murphy has said on the subject, is that it's a good way to get people to feel like maybe they've been overcome by the spirit of the Holy Ghost, because after using all their air on speaking tongues, they feel lightheaded, and it can feel like you're out
getting
of your
high.
Body. Yeah, it's kind of like getting high on God, but you're kind of tricking yourself into it. Because if you believe that this can happen to you, then that can become your reality, and you can trick yourself into... You can deceive yourself. Would that be brainwashing? I don't know.
If you haven't seen it, though, you really should see people do this. It's so ridiculous. So, look, you know, I don't... If it makes you feel good to babble, then by all means, babble and say silly things and act... You know, I don't have a problem with acting silly, but, you know, I'm sure they think it's very serious. This is not silly at all. This is serious. We are speaking in tongues. This is what the Lord is having us say. And it just... You know, if you ever watch footage of this, there's... We're up on free-to-air satellite and Free Talk Live. LRN.fm has a KU-band free-to-air satellite channel. And there's a bunch of religious channels up on free-to-air satellite. There's also a lot of really strange international channels that are interesting to watch. But there's some religious channels which just nonstop Bible all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you'll see these revivals there on television where these guys are doing the babbling. And it's just it's the funniest thing. It's just so ridiculous. Anyway, so no, I don't really, I wouldn't say it's accurate to say I was disgusted. I'm not disgusted by it. I just think it's silly. Anyway, he goes on to say that one other time about a year ago, you referred to Christians as Bible thumpers. Bro, he says, I'm willing to bet that if I came up there and called Derek J. a fag, you'd be all over it.
Wait,
I'm bi, so I'm not slamming Derek.
What is this? How is this analogous whatsoever?
I think he's taking the term Bible thumper as a, personal insult.
Wait, aren't you supposed to... I mean, maybe I just am from a different generation of Christians, but as far as I knew, that's the point of being a Christian is to take... If you don't take... I was told growing up, if you don't take the Bible as the complete and whole truth, as the word of God, that you are not Christian, or you're not really Christian, you're lukewarm, or whatever that means.
Well, right, and you're supposed to save people in a lot of Christian religions that if you don't bring them to Christianity, they're going to go to hell. So many of them, they absolutely are Bible thumpers. I mean, that's their thing. That's what they want to do. They want to bring people on board. But let me go on with his critique. He says, what difference is it between calling someone a derogatory name no matter what their belief or lifestyle?
Why would the Bible thumper be derogatory?
I guess it doesn't sound nice. It's not what they would call themselves. What about a religion that has a ridiculous call to prayer, rips out rugs and drops down to their knees and starts bobbing up and down? What about religions that sit in front of a statue and smell incense and ring little gongs and bells? Can we not all find something ridiculous or weird about any religion?
Sure, but those other religions aren't around me.
Right.
So they don't come to mind as quickly as Christian stuff because the Christians are all around.
And, when it comes to the Muslims and how often they pray, I think that it was Muhammad's experience was something to the effect of he was taken into heaven and God, instructed him on, how often people were supposed to pray. And God wanted it 50 times a day. But Muhammad talked him down.
He bargained.
Yeah.
I think in the Christian faith, you're not really supposed to bargain with God. You're supposed to do what he says.
But, they actually got it easy because apparently...
50? Come on, God.
Muhammad negotiated with them down to only 5 times a day.
He's got to make a living. Come on.
But, I don't know. There's something that you've got to respect about that level of dedication. I mean, whether or not you think it's silly, and it is, people doing silly religious observances... But at least they've got the dedication, that it takes. Christians doing some sort of level of dedication like that, like literally stopping what you're doing 5 times a day. As soon as you get up, before you go to bed, at work, the middle of the day, you're stopping several times a day to engage in a prayer, engage in a very regimented religious task. There's discipline involved in that, and, they get to have credit. I
can respect
that. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, and we'll continue with the Christian's email here in a moment. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything you want. Speaking of SACL CAI, if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to know about SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients as well. SACL CAI. You can see their banner right at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
We're going to continue. We'll take your calls about whatever you want in the middle of an email here from Robert. and he's a Christian. He's upset because he's concerned with the way I apparently speak about Christians, having referred to some of them as Bible thumpers in the past. And I don't think that's all Christians.
No.
I think that there are some Christians that are very respectful of others and other people's beliefs, and that they, you know, they're not out there pounding the pulpit. They're not out there trying to bring converts over to, you know, push their Christianity onto others. And those are the kinds of Christians that I like. I don't mind getting into a conversation about religion with them, you know, from time to time. But, you know, if they're pushy, if they got that hard sell aspect to them, that's a turnoff.
Right.
And that's what I would consider Bible thumping.
Well, usually I'm the one that's bringing up religion around people I know to be Christians. And they're the ones that want to get away from the subject because they're not comfortable talking about it with someone who doesn't necessarily subscribe to the same belief system. And I find that a little bit frustrating if they honestly believe I'm going to hell because I don't believe they like the way they do.
Mm-hmm.
If they think that I'm going to, you know, be away from God for all eternity because I'm not on board with the ideas and they have no interest in trying to save me and my soul for eternity, then that's not very Christian-like.
I don't know.
I mean, I really don't think they actually believe it. But if they do, then that's kind of messed up, don't you think?
I think a lot of them believe it. You think they don't believe it?
I think that deep down inside, they're doing it because they're worried that it might be true, and they don't want to end up going to hell.
Pascal's wager, right?
Yeah.
I think that's Pascal's wager, where, you know, well, if it's true, then you should believe in God, because if it's all the stories are true, then you'll be all right, and if not, then you'll lose, and so therefore it's best to believe. But
if it's not true and you spent your whole life believing it was and making decisions based on
it, and changing who you are based on that,
and you end up, then you just wasted your one chance at life, and that's sad.
All right, so we're going to continue here. We've got Rick on the line. We'll get back to the email from Robert here in a moment. We've got Rick. And Rick, how are you listening tonight? It says here you're in Maryland. Where are you?
I'm just outside of Salisbury, Maryland. I picked you guys up on station 92.7.
Oh, okay. So I'm guessing you're listening to our station out of Delaware. But anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
You guys are touching on the Christian religion and Islam and some of the other religions. And the way I was raised years ago, as a Christian, you know, it's not just about trying to save everybody. It's about enlightening them to pick up the Bible, read it, and determine for yourself, is that what you really want? Is that the lifestyle you want? And, you know, the book itself is confusing.
Well, no kidding. I mean, there's not just one lifestyle presented in the Bible. You've got two totally different gods in there, and they're
actually, there's a few more than just two. If you actually pay attention to it, you know, the Godhead itself is considered a Trinity, and that in itself is confusing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's a number of different religions that are mentioned, and there's different instances where they talk about Satan and himself, and then they give a name for him as being a demon or a devil or a angel that went wrong and was kicked out. And it's just the Bible is a book that's very confusing. It's not meant for everybody to understand, and there's quite a few people that don't understand it and they turn away from it. Myself personally, the way that I view the Christian religion is, come out here, you run into somebody, they're in trouble, you help them out, do the best you can. If you feel good about what you've done, that's a good thing. If it
what does that have to
you,
do with Jesus Christ?
That's your conscience telling you you did wrong.
What's your question, Allie?
I don't think it matters what religion you follow. It's always that way.
Right. I think that just comes naturally to people. And I don't know why religious folk will sometimes, they think that without religion that people would just, they wouldn't be
they'd
accountable.
Be
you know, they need to have this sky daddy watching over them, making sure with their lightning bolt and making sure that everyone does the right thing, I guess, or at least punishing them if they don't do the right thing. And and also their belief in demons and the devil and hell is sometimes even stronger than their faith in God and heaven. And
I think see how people get misled by that. I mean, I drive a truck for a living, so I see a lot of stuff, and I see a lot of weird things. I've seen stuff that I can't explain, and I'm not going to try to, but I do believe, but I don't believe. There is something out there. What it is, I don't know. But I treat everybody the way that I want to be treated, and in my 55 years of life, that's gotten me through.
I'm with you, man. I thank you for the call tonight. And I think that's generally a good thing to do as long as you're not a masochist, in which case you shouldn't be treating other people the way you want to be treated. But I think generally that's a good rule. And I thank you for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Let's continue here with Robert. He brings up that was kind of making fun of the Pentecostal speaking in tongues where people do silly babbling. And I think I found a YouTube video of people doing this. We'll see if we can share that with you here in a moment. He says it's really easy for us to be critical of others that we don't understand or that we disagree with. I often tell friends of mine that people often love tyranny as long as it's tyranny they agree with. It's pretty easy to hate on churches. They haven't been real for generations, but they are truly amazing. There are truly amazing people out there that we might disagree with on some stuff, but they try to live their religion the best they can and the right way. I'm shocked that a person as open-minded as you would think otherwise. When you do criticize, I urge you to use some distinction between the big 501c3 churches and others. I believe we've done that, Robert, so I don't know, you know, why you think that we're labeling all Christians in a certain way. I mean, tonight the discussion has been pretty clear. You know, there are some Christians that actually adhere to the principles of what Christ taught, mm-hmm. and then there are others who aren't even close. And there are some churches who are these 501c3 churches that, you know, they have to follow all these government rules. And then there are other churches that know that that would have been something that probably wouldn't be very acceptable to God in their religion, is to team up with the government like that. So we've acknowledged that before, and I'm sorry you didn't hear it.
Well, I'm going to relate it to being a libertarian, and something that I maybe focus too much on is libertarians who I think have gone astray or have the wrong idea about a concept. And I think about that stuff because, you know, I expect that we all are sort of on the same page about things, and I want to educate people. And I would hope that Christians would expect more of their fellow Christians.
From the other Christians, sure, and hold them accountable.
Yeah, and wouldn't mind people pointing out when they've gone astray.
Absolutely. 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home, and Bridgeford Foods' tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. You can get interactive on the bulletin board system, bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll take you there. You can post messages to other Free Talk Live listeners there, bbs.freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know about blockchain.info. If you are getting into Bitcoin like I have done, and Mark is pretty big into the Bitcoin. Allie, do you have any yet?
I have a few Bitcoins, yes.
Excellent.
I do.
So whether you're just dabbling or you're seriously investing in them, you want to know about blockchain.info because it's an online Bitcoin wallet that actually has apps for Android and jailbroken iPhones. And thanks to their fancy encryption techniques, blockchain never has access to your money. And with their blockchain wallet, you can even send Bitcoins to other people via email, to any of your Facebook friends, or to anyone's cell phone number in just about every country around the world. And you could do all this for free at blockchain.info. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today. Blockchain.info. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Allie, you've got a story that is just unusual. It's very shocking. And maybe we shouldn't be surprised, but I was pretty surprised at this one.
This story is from nature.com. It's how to confuse a moral compass. There was a survey, quote, magic trick that causes attitude reversal. So basically, it says people can be tricked into reversing their opinions on moral issues, even to the point of constructing good arguments to support the opposite of their original positions. Researchers report today in PLOS One. It's PLOS1.
Mm-hmm.
The researchers, led by Lars Hall, a cognitive scientist at Lund University in Sweden, recruited 160 volunteers to fill out a two-page survey on the extent to which they agreed with 12 statements, either about moral principles relating to society in general or about the morality of current issues in the news, from prostitution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. But the surveys also contained a magic trick. Each contained two sets of statements, one lightly glued on top of the other. Each survey was given on a clipboard, on the back of which the researchers had added a patch of glue. So this gets confusing. But basically, they had the people fill out a survey with original responses to how they felt on moral questions.
Mm-hmm.
Then they basically had it so that when they turned the page and then turned it back, it made it look like they responded differently to different, or the same way, but to different questions. They changed the questions.
Right. So, you know, one of the questions about prostitution might have been, you know, do you think it's okay? And if they would have answered no to that question, then they would have somehow reversed the question.
To make it seem like they answered the opposite way.
Yeah. And this was all done basically with a magic trick in that it was sleight of hand. When,
yeah,
you know, that you folded this page over, it would then stick the original set of questions to the back of the clipboard. And then when they folded the page back, there was a new set of questions there. Questions they mm-hmm. had not originally answered.
Yes.
Questions that they would have answered differently.
Yeah, it says, for example, if the top statement read, large-scale government surveillance of email and internet traffic ought to be forbidden as a means to combat international crime and terrorism, the word forbidden was replaced with permitted in the hidden statement. So now it's, you know, it makes it look like they answered the opposite way.
Right.
Participants were then asked to read aloud three of the statements, including the two that had been altered. So I guess they only changed two of the questions to keep people from catching on too quickly, and discuss their responses. About half of the participants did not detect the changes, and 69%
wow.
accepted at least one of the altered statements. People were even willing to argue in favor of the reverse statements. A full 53% of participants argued unequivocally for the opposite of their original attitude in at least one of the manipulated statements, the authors wrote.
That deserves to be reemphasized. So read that statement about the private or the government again. What the example?
So like the example was large-scale government surveillance of email and internet traffic ought to be forbidden as a means to combat international crime and terrorism.
So when you answer that question, yes, it should. You know, the government should not be able to invade your privacy. You say yes to that, right?
Right.
It should be forbidden, and then they flip the paper around, it comes back, and the question is, it should be permitted.
Mm-hmm.
And your answer says yes. And then they come back, and they read your supposed answer to that question back to you. 50% of people did not detect that the question had changed?
Yeah, it was a...
Was that what it was?
69% accepted at least one of the altered statements.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they caught on to a couple of them, but then 53% of participants argued for a different position than they originally stated, like
right.
the opposite. So where they're taking the opposite of a statement that they answered in one way, and then it's just crazy.
It is crazy. What do people believe? Do they have... it's mind-boggling that you could answer a question that is, you know, of a serious nature like that, and then have your own answer flipped around, and it hasn't been more than 5 minutes or 10 minutes since you answered it.
Yep.
And then to take the reverse position? What does that say about people?
Well, it says Hall and his colleagues have previously reported this effect called choice blindness in other areas, including taste, smell, and aesthetic choice. Hall says, I don't feel we have exposed people or fooled them. Rather, this shows something otherwise very difficult to show, which is how open and flexible people can actually be. The study raises questions about the validity.
Well, that's a very nice way to put this.
Yeah, I think that people can see things from different positions. I wonder if people are. It's like, if I was thinking about an issue like government getting involved in surveillance of the internet, and then I saw that I'd answered it in a way that I thought I didn't think I did,
mm-hmm.
then I would probably call it to the people's attention and be like, oh, I didn't, I guess I misread this.
I must have misread this, yeah.
Yeah. But they just go along with it.
That's what's so bizarre. It's because, you know, you have beliefs. You know what those beliefs are. Your beliefs, Allie, are very defined. I'm just going to suggest here, and I'd love to hear your input at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. I'm going to suggest that most people don't have, you know, a defined set of principles. We probably know that's true. But they don't have real firm stands on these issues. And ultimately, they just want to be agreeable
mm-hmm.
with folks. And so rather than have a conflict with the survey taker there in the park, apparently they did this in a park, just mm-hmm. random passersby, rather than, you know, get into it with those folks, they just take whatever answer they is under the impression that they put down, even if they don't remember putting that answer down, like, oh, well, I'll just answer that because I don't want to get into a conflict or something. Because there are other studies that show, like, groupthink and how mm-hmm. people behave when they're in groups, and when the group is wrong, that people will go with the group just to go along with the group.
A
classic example, or one of the examples, is people being asked to, you know, determine which straw is the longest of a group of straws. And there's an obvious straw that's, you know, longer than the rest of them, but the Confederates in the study will point out a shorter straw as the longest straw. And then the person who's being studied, will also point out the short straw,
mm-hmm.
simply because they don't want to disagree with what the group's doing.
See, I wonder if, I remember when, this especially happened in school, when they would try to give us sort of trick questions. It was supposed to be a learning experience. They would ask us something, and you would think the obvious answer, but then you could tell that you could sort of tell that it was meant to be a trick question.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times I would be trying to look for ways that if most of the students sort of agreed upon an answer, that it was maybe supposed to be a trick and maybe you should think about this a little bit harder before just going along with the group, because that's the point of a trick question. It's supposed to fool most people. So I think that maybe that's just part of certain people. They're naturally skeptical of others, and they don't necessarily want to follow what others think. But that's not to say that I'm not influenced by groupthink. I think everyone is to some extent. If a bunch of people hold a position, it's hard to go the opposite way.
Well, sure, but I mean, if you've got a defined belief system and you truly believe it, whether it's mm-hmm. being a Christian, as we were discussing earlier, or whatever religion you have, or it's the, you know, philosophical belief as we might have about the ideas of liberty, then part of your belief system is that you don't just go along with the group.
Right.
That when the group is doing something that you disagree with, you speak up, you say something, you let it be known that you don't consent, that you don't agree with the behavior in question. 855-453. Well, more about choice blindness. Is there more to the story?
Yep.
Because I'd like to hear it. It's fascinating and scary at the same time. 1-855-450-3733. You take control. Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-916-9762 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-916-9762. 1-800-916-9762. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything in the remaining moments of this episode, but we've always got another episode ahead because we do this thing live 7 nights per week. So if you don't get your call in tonight, not a problem. We're going to be here tomorrow for you. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you can download all manner of archives. They go back, way back, all the way to 2006. Late 2006, you can download as many episodes as you would like, and you can do it all for free at freetalklive.com. Once again, freetalklive.com. Look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share. You'll find our SoundCloud link there, which will take you back for years' worth of archives. You can get the last week's worth right at the top of freetalklive.com. If you really want to dig into the archives, click on the SoundCloud link on the left-hand side under Listen and Share, and then you can download as much as you want, and click the Share button on your favorite episodes. Share them on Facebook with your friends, or Twitter, or your WordPress blog, or wherever it is you like to spend time online with others. So once again, freetalklive.com. One of the most effective things you can do for to help Free Talk Live is to share us with your friends. And of course, follow us on Facebook and Twitter if you use one or both of those. So again, freetalklive.com. And if you're thinking about starting a business, well, you need to know about LegalZoom.com. They can help you incorporate, which can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com, fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, and trademarks. You can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, FTL, to save $10 off of your order at LegalZoom.com. So we'll continue here. You can bring up anything that you want, but Allie, you've been telling us about a really disturbing story regarding people and their preferences, people and what they believe or what they purport to believe, because apparently many of them don't actually believe it very firmly.
They can hold, you know, two different opposite positions at the same time.
But who are you? I mean, if that's what you are doing, if this trick works on you, and apparently it works on about half of the people that it's pulled on.
A little over half.
The trick that they did was they had a clipboard that with a sticky tab on the back. The top sheet on the clipboard had a piece of paper that could be taken off by the sticky part on the back of the clipboard. So when the person would finish the first page of the survey they were given, they'd flip the page over and put it on the back of the clipboard, unknowing that they were then adhering that top part to the back of the clipboard. So when they flipped the page back over to the front, they had a completely different survey. Their same answers were there, but the survey questions had been reversed in some cases. Mm-hmm. When read back to them, many of them did not notice that they had a different answer, that they had answered a question that they didn't think they'd answered, and others...
69% accepted at least one of the altered statements.
And not only that, defended the statement, defended their answer to a question that they were never asked.
Yep.
Defended their answer that essentially was the reverse of the question they were originally asked. So again, I have to ask these people, who are you? How can you exist? I mean, like, the state in which they exist is not a state of definition. It's a state of confusion. It's a state of, I'll just go whichever the way the wind blows. Oh, I wrote that down on a piece of paper? Well, I guess I must believe it.
There are some people... there are some things that, like, I'm not quite sure, like, gray areas, but some people have a lot more gray moral areas than you or I might, Ian. I think that this sort of backs up your views that I've heard you express on debates, how they drive people into their positions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people are... willing to defend a position, like if they're going to take a position on something, they will just defend it.
That's their position.
That's their position. Even if you can convince them to take a different position.
Even if they had a different position mm-hmm. 5 minutes previous.
I guess so.
On the same issue. That's what's so baffling about this.
The study, the Nature.com article says, the study raises questions about the validity of self-report questionnaires. The results suggest that standard surveys are not good at capturing the complexity of the attitudes people actually hold.
I think that's true.
Hull adds that the switching technique could be used to improve opinion surveys in the future. So maybe, you know, if someone's going to sit there and be flip-flopping on their answers, then just throw out, you know, invalid responses, I guess, because they don't actually know where they stand anyway.
Wow. That's a lot of extra work to determine that, though.
It is, but...
Because what if the person doesn't flip the page over on the back side of the, you know... Not everybody's going to hold the page.
Trick didn't work.
Right. So it's fascinating. And actually, SciFaze linked me over to Wikipedia, where there's a little piece on choice blindness, which is what this is called. And they talk about some other examples where they did something similar. For instance, subjects saw two photographs of people and were asked which they found more attractive. They were given a closer look then at their chosen photograph and asked to verbally explain their choice. However, using sleight of hand, the experimenter had slipped them the other photograph rather than the one they had just chosen. A majority of subjects failed to notice that the picture they were looking at did not match the one they had just chosen seconds before. Many subjects confabulated explanations of their preference. For example, a man might say, "I preferred this one because I prefer blondes," when in fact he had pointed to the dark-haired woman, but had been handed a blonde. It's unbelievable when you hear about this.
It's sort of like when, you know, when you aren't sure about buying something, maybe at the grocery store, and you start to feel that twinge of regret when you're in the checkout aisle, and you're like, maybe I really can't justify buying this for the price or for whatever
reason.
What?
When's the last time you felt that at the grocery store?
Like something like, say I'm buying conditioner, and I'm like, oh, I deserve the good conditioner.
I see.
And I get, like, some, like, expensive conditioner, and then I'm in the checkout aisle, like, I don't know if I can really justify this. I mean, it's just conditioner. And then, but then, I don't really feel like taking it back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not worth it to me at that point.
Yeah.
I've already decided originally that I'm going to go for that conditioner. If I could just, you know, wave my hand and trade it out with something cheaper, then maybe I would actually do that. But I'm going to sit there and justify. You know what?
Because you've already gone that far.
Yeah, so. I've already gone this far, and I chose it to begin with, so I'm just going to trust my gut. And I think that people feel like they have to own up to their decisions. And if you convince them that they're owning up to a different thing, it doesn't really matter so much.
As long as they believe it was their choice, it was their choice, and they're going to defend it.
I think this could be used to help us understand how to persuade people by showing them that they really do agree with us to some extent, or
If you want to look at this from a positive perspective, it is that most people are just going to go along to get along. And so therefore, when the ideas of liberty are well established enough in enough people, as we're doing here in New Hampshire with more and more liberty-minded people coming, eventually everybody's just, you know, a lot of the majority or the sheeple or whatever you want to call them, these people that are, you know, so indeterminate as to what their belief systems are, they'd be like, oh yeah, liberty, I've always been on board with that. Let's go to Robert listening in Florida to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Robert.
Well, I got right on. That's quite an honor.
Welcome, sir.
So,
Yes, you're on the air.
A couple weeks ago, I'm the new listener that a truck drives within the Florida here, and I just discovered you guys not too long ago because I took my boy off the air, and I've been listening ever since. And I enjoy your show because I feel that it has a little bit more information, sort of like Alex Jones and them. You know, you talk about the real topics and you inform people of what's going on and kind of that nature.
Well, thank
However,
you.
Tonight, though, I feel like, you know, I'm reading the National Enquirer. I mean, this topic I feel is irrelevant. I mean, we have, I mean, who cares? I mean, we have a government.
You're referring to the first hour of the show where, again, XM listeners are hearing us in two-hour delays. So you're talking about the incest story. Some of our third-hour listeners may not be aware. The question that I had asked was if you had found out that your lover was actually your brother or sister after the fact, how would you feel about it? I mean, I don't think that's an irrelevant topic. It's actually happening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's all good and dandy, but if I wanted to know about that kind of stuff, I'd read People magazine or The Enquirer.
It's not a fake story, though, right? So, like, it's a legitimate moral question, is it not? Are we not allowed to talk about morality and what people believe?
Yes, but I think the precedence or the priority to be, you know, we have a government getting ready to march on us. And we're talking about...
They're always getting ready to march on you. I mean, there's always some new drone technology. We can talk about all the depressing things out there all night long.
Yeah,
but,
you're right.
You know,
hey, when they come to get you, you might have to move back into your family. You might, you know, your sister might be all you have.
This is a show in which we'll talk about pretty much any topic. And, yes, obviously we do talk about serious issues. And I think that, you know, the issue of, you know, love is a pretty serious issue.
I guess it's okay to get away from them once in a while. So I guess I give you that. It is.
But feel free. Call up and chastise us. I mean, you know, like I said, you can call about anything you want here. And this call proves it.
Well, no, I actually would like to come live out there, actually. But I don't think I tolerate the cold because I'm the last Florida native. Alive down here, so I don't think I'm going to be able to tolerate the call. I mean,
it was my concern too. I was born in Sarasota originally, so it was you know, that was also my concern. But I got over it, and it's so great to be around people who actually care about liberty and who are moving in a direction that will actually achieve that. And, you know, Robert, I appreciate your call, and I'm glad you called in tonight. Because, you know, sometimes you got to call us out. We might do something that was stupid or a mistake. And, you know, by all means, call us out on the air if you don't like it. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Allie.
Join us tomorrow night where you really can. Call in, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. More of Allie over at ladiesandkeen.com. Ladies and K-E-E-N-E, ladiesandkeen.com. We'll see
check
you tomorrow.
It out.
Freetalklive.com.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Longevity's organic plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived organic, certified organic minerals, in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Longevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.